Where does Piccolo go to relax? Planet Hammock. Welcome to Weekly News Desk for the week of October 22nd, 2016. I am Simon Atwell, and as always, I am joined by...
Andrew Doop.
Why did you drag out your name that long?
It was a hype thing. You know, like how they announce wrestlers.
Oh.
And then the theme music plays.
Yeah, I get it. But the theme music for the show will have already played.
Yeah, but my theme music hasn't.
You don't have theme music.
Do-do-do-do-do. There.
All right, then. I guess we'll just start. We'll talk about Extra Life again. I've actually joined the Extra Life team.
Yep.
This week. I did it sometime midweek.
And so is my brother.
Mm-hmm. Like yesterday or the day before.
Sometime.
Because last time I looked at the page prior to today, he was not there.
Yep, 3 days ago.
So yeah, you know, Extra Life is for a good cause. If you are able, you should donate to either myself or Andrew, or maybe John. I think you should donate to me so I can pass Andrew.
Or
because he doesn't know how to format emails properly. Or no. He's thinking they're too fancy.
Yeah, I'm just used to better software than this dashboard that they've given me.
Well, they're, you know, a not-for-profit. I assume the only upkeep they get, the only upkeep money they get is the $15, maybe, that you do if you do a platinum.
But you got, like, an army of nerds attached to this yeah. thing. You'd figure, like, there's one or two of them
would up their... For free or cheap,
yeah.
to help them make make websites great again.
Make websites great again. We need the Donald Trump of web developers.
Yeah, God, please, no. That would be the worst thing ever.
But I also set up a vanity URL for myself and the team.
Oh,
so you can go to extralife.org/participant/DUP3. To fit my brand, and you can also go to one for the team, which I
don't know if lost.
It was here in the dashboard where I set it up. Go to the dashboard site.
Okay. Maybe you should have prepped this, you know, before we started recording. You know?
Nope. I had that part, and I didn't think that this part would be so far away.
You should have. You should have known better.
Because when you load up the vanity URL, it takes you to a different URL. It's just a redirect.
Yeah.
Rather
like
than...
Like a tiny CC. I get that.
Yeah. Like a bit.ly.
Like a bit.ly.
Bit.ly. Which I could have done. I could have done bit.lys for everything.
I expected you, when you said you set up a vanity URL, I was like, oh, you just did a bit.ly or a tiny.
Well, no, with like everything else in this dashboard, I'm like, ooh, this does this thing, and then I'll do it, and it's like a halfway step, and I'm like, no.
Yeah, no, it's not great. It's not the greatest website in the world, I'll tell you that much.
Our team page link is extralife-life.org/team/weekly.
That was loud in my ears. You sure it's not Shulk style? You sure it's not backslash?
Yeah.
I don't know
why I looked at the keyboard. I don't know either.
But I just wanted to make the Shulk joke.
Yeah.
It wasn't a serious question.
I doubted myself.
Backslash. Yep.
Because that's how you shulk.
Yep. That's it. That's the only move you need. So yeah. Please donate if you're able. To me, because I need to pass Andrew.
Yeah. And currently, our team goal is $500, of which we have raised $310.
Yep. Most of which is Andrew. $75, which I have raised.
Yep. And Jonathan hasn't read anything yet.
Well, 3 days. What do you expect?
But if you're just hanging on to that shekels for when we do our streaming.
Thanks, Mark Maron. He says shekels all the time for any time he's raising money.
Oh.
That's a thing.
I didn't know that.
I only found that out a couple days ago because another podcaster I listened to said it and then said, yeah, I took that from Mark Maron. I was like, oh, does he do that? Interesting. Never listened to Mark Maron.
Mark Maron's pretty great.
He's a big name. I know the name, but I've never listened to him.
He interviews a lot of people.
Well, that's what he did before he podcasted, didn't he? Something like that? I don't know.
He's a stand-up comedian, I know. But I don't know if he actually did interviews and stuff. But he's like my downtime interview podcast. Like, I listen to Nerdist, and they only put out like 1, 2, maybe 3 a week, and he's got one like all the time. No. So okay. I'll listen to a Nerdist as it comes out, and then it's just like him. And he's had like the president on. He's had like everyone on.
Yeah, man's a consistently like top downloads. Anyway,
and he's funny.
Yeah. So shekels to donate
for, shekels
for when we're streaming.
Yeah,
I don't because that's. Yeah, that's cool too.
I'm gonna spam all y'all's with the stream link.
I'm looking into what the fuck's it called now? Streamlabs? Is that what it's called these days?
I don't know.
Yeah, Streamlabs. These Twitch alerts, and I want to see if it'll work for it. Because I don't know if you don't watch a lot of Twitch, do you?
I do.
Okay. Well, you know how somebody donates, either subscribes or they follow.
Yeah.
It pops up. That's Twitch Alerts, which is now owned by Streamlabs. And I know it also works for Patreon. My friend who just had an interesting thing happen to him. He had to leave his job because apparently his job at this company that's totally not a gaming company, but they claimed they're members of a gaming company, told him to stop podcasting and streaming.
Huh.
And also delete his Twitter and start a new one because, you know, it's the same name that he streamed under.
That's just unacceptable or lose in today's
his job.
World.
Or lose his job. And he's like, sorry, guys, I guess I quit. I'm going to go do my passion now. So he's now trying to full-time stream and podcast.
That's neat.
Yeah. No. But he also he's had a Patreon for a little while because he's been doing podcasts for about a year and a half. So he's had a Patreon for a little while. And I know recently I was watching him and somebody donated to his Patreon and it popped up on the Twitch alerts. So I know it works for Patreon, which is outside of Twitch as well.
Yeah, but Patreon is more of a fleshed out.
Yeah, I know. They're connected to fucking Discord now. They're connected to everything these days.
Yeah.
I'm not sure if it'll work for Extra Life.
Yeah, it has that own dashboard, so they need to have some kind of API to connect to, and I'm not sure if they've got that. Yeah, but it's something I'll look into.
Yeah, something to look into. Is Streamlabs. Streamlabs.com. Twitch alerts. That's the thing we'll look into, and maybe we'll get that.
How many other things can we advertise in the beginning of this?
Oh, well, thing? I mean, I'm going to... Kicked Tripod, that's my friend, that's his name, you should go look him up, kickedtripod.com, it's a website in progress, twitch.tv/kickedtripod, that's my friend, you should also go support him.
Also, Mark Maron's podcast is WTF.
Oh yeah, it is, it isn't just like Mark Maron, but no, it's WTF with Mark Maron, just in really big, bold letters.
Yeah.
Right, yeah. I could go more, you want to do some more advertising for other people? I could go more.
This episode is brought to you by Squarespace.
And MeUndies.
And MeUndies.
And Casper.com. Want a mattress?
And that sweet, sweet nature box.
Mm. What's the food? They send you like food, like meals, fully
Blue measured apron? Out.
That's not, well, that's another one. It's another one I hear, though. There's another one that sends you like however many you can set up, like 3 a week or like however many a month.
Yeah. I know Blue Apron kind of does. Yeah. Blue Apron doesn't go to Canada, though.
Yeah, I don't. I look most of the podcasts that listen to are all people in the States, so I'm like, I wonder, does that... You don't specify that it goes to Canada, so does it?
And do you need a mattress?
It's Casper.com.
Casper.com.
They ship to Canada.
They do ship to Canada. It's
specifically said in every ad I've ever heard from them.
You can get it, try it risk-free. Don't like it, return it.
For, what, 3 months? Something like that?
Yeah. It is a nice, hefty time. If you just want to sleep on a mattress for 3 months, maybe you don't have one.
Anyway, this is hilarious if you listen to a lot of podcasts, because you hear all of these ads constantly. Oh, we didn't say Warby Parker,
yeah. No, no. They sell monocles.
They have an app. Well, I don't know if they ever have them in stock anymore.
That's true.
I don't check that often, but every time I've ever been on Warby Parker, it's always out of stock. They even have an app.
Yeah, then you can try glasses on.
I didn't actually download it. I just saw it as a popular app on
It's like on my augmented phone. Reality trying glasses. It is the future.
Yeah, anyway, let's. I find this funny as a person who has a ton of podcasts, but I'm not sure anybody else finds this funny.
Yeah.
So I think let's just go into the actual news. Plus, you know, we're totally on a timer here. Those dogs are going to start barking eventually.
I forgot they were here again. They've been so quiet.
They've been really abnormally quiet, so we should move on and get this done with before they start making a ton of noise. So getting in the movies. First up, we have the Guardians of the Galaxy trailer. The teaser trailer, but it's like a minute and a half or so. It's a longish for a teaser trailer.
Yeah. Too short for a full trailer.
Yeah, kind of technically. And mostly because it doesn't really show the story, I think is really what makes the teaser trailer.
Yeah, just characters.
All the characters are back. See some Nebula, see some Yondu.
With the sweet mohawk.
With this, sweet, more comic book tall ass one. See some Baby Groot.
Yeah.
At the end, on Rocket's
shoulder. Adorable Baby Groot.
Still voiced by Vin Diesel. So, that's going to be great.
Interesting.
Anything else? And the funny scene near the end of the trailer? Drax and Star-Lord. That's great. I don't want to spoil it for anybody. Gotta go see. Go to our website and then the show notes and click that link.
Drax is so nice.
thought I said no. And also, just before that trailer went live, James Gunn tweeted a poster for it. And it looks like an album cover, basically. Or a band poster.
Anal bum cover.
Basically, it looks like a band poster or band thing. And if you follow that link and find that thing, click it up, full screen it, and look at Star-Lord's feet, man.
Baby Groot in a jacket.
Yep. It's quality. I think everybody in the world is looking forward to Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2.
Obviously.
Not to be called Chapter 2, or Part 2, or just plain 2. Dos Equis. So that comes out, Guardians 2 will come out May 5th, 2017.
5/5/17.
Mark your calendars. I didn't realize May was...
Or your day planner.
Nobody has a day planner. We went over this, and the machine music is gone because you guys Warhammered on this. War Machined? You found some War Machine paper?
Yeah. It's a little wrapper bit. I mean, a day planner.
Is it War Machine or Warhammer?
Which one? This is Guild Ball.
What the fuck? You know what? That's not important. I'll talk about it after the show because I've never heard of that in my life.
If you haven't heard of Guild Ball, look it up. It is a fantastic miniatures game.
Here's another free ad.
Yeah, you're welcome, Guild Ball.
It's going to be this week. This week in free ads and occasional news.
It's made by Steamforged Games.
Okay. We're going to move on to our next trailer, which is the Assassin's Creed trailer.
Assassino.
Which actually looks pretty good. I assume you saw it at least once?
Yeah.
I liked it, actually.
I think it's pretty rad.
Better than what I'd seen previously for the movie, I think. I was a little worried, I guess, or lukewarm on it. Because I really like Assassin's Creed, like the games. But I was a little lukewarm on what this movie looked like.
The only thing I'm real iffy on is their version of the Animus.
Where he can move around. I mean, it actually makes more sense to me.
Yeah, but it also makes less sense.
Yes, in one way it makes more sense, and it also makes less sense.
And I think the less sense is enough that you could just have him plugged into the chair Matrix style.
Yeah, but like, it's not as exciting visually.
But let's focus on the cool
Spanish Inquisition.
The whole Spanish Inquisition.
Nobody expects the Spanish Inquisition.
I almost said Spanish Acquisition.
That's weird.
Nobody expects the Spanish Acquisitions Incorporated.
The trailer looked good. What's his name? Fassbender? Fassbender's always good.
Yeah.
sees, I think we see a little more hints at the story. Looks like they're escaping.
There's running.
There's a lot of running. Some killing.
Jumping off buildings.
Why are you watching something with Dragon Ball?
It popped up.
I definitely see Vegeta.
Yeah.
Vegeta's eyebrows.
I don't... it's Gotenks versus Vegeta. I don't know why it came up after the Assassin's Creed.
I don't know. I don't know why you clicked it.
Because it was after the Assassin's Creed. I wanted to see what it had to do with Assassin's Creed.
I'm shaking my head at him. SMH as they type.
Yeah.
You know how long it took me to realize to find out what SMH meant?
SMH got pretty quick.
I didn't realize what the hell it meant for the longest time.
Some of these other abbreviations, I have no idea.
Anyway, Assassin's Creed. Trailer looks good. We have a link in our show notes. You should go watch it. And that comes out December 21st. This year, I didn't realize it was that close to like Christmas. Christmas? December 21st, 2016.
I don't remember if this is Ezio. Or is his own guy?
It's his own person.
I don't remember hearing a name.
I'm pretty certain it's not anybody in that. It's not any assassin we've seen, at least not main in the video games. It might be some one of the side assassins that you like read about or something. But I'm certain
there are lots of other assassins.
Oh yeah, there's a whole bunch of them in that trailer. Oh, you meant that we hear about in the games, read about?
Yeah, all of it, both.
I'm fairly certain it's not something we've focused on. Just like he's not Desmond.
Thank God.
I was fine with Desmond. He was fine.
Yeah.
It would have been kind of shitty to them do the movies after the games were like, all right, we're done with Desmond. And the movie's like, we're not. Yeah. That would have been kind of terrible.
I just want to be done with them. I want another character that isn't whoever was in Black Flag.
And Rogue and presumably Liberation, because they're fucking no characters. They don't speak.
No.
They don't have a face. Your character and your non-assassin character in the games now is no character.
Yeah, it's weird.
I don't like it. I swear I was playing through Black Flag and I was like, it's going to be like a Desmond clone. Just watch at the end. Which it still could be. I never actually finished Black Flag.
Spoilers, it's not.
No, I'm pretty sure, don't you die in the end of Black Flag? Or the guy tries to kill you. I don't care. But the game's like 4 years old. If you haven't played it, you don't care.
It's true.
because you had Rogue, and then you've had what was the French one? Was the French one Liberation? No, Liberation was the Vieta one.
Yeah.
What was the French one?
Card in Lifelines. French keys.
One. He had the French one, and then we have another one. Now we have England.
England.
Turn of the century, England. So if you haven't played Black Flag, we're beyond spoiler territory for that.
Yeah, you don't die.
Oh, but somebody tries to kill you.
Yeah.
The new, not Oracle, whatever. The guy you were hunting all through a Black Flag.
Yeah, and then someone else
kills him.
Does yeah,
it captures him.
It gets weird, man. I kind of want to see what happens in the England one.
I haven't finished the French one yet.
Yeah, I haven't either.
I liked the French one thus far, but I'm also playing it on console, not PC, and I know PC had a ton of problems.
Yeah, I haven't finished it on
Assassin's
PC.
Creed.
I haven't touched it in a long time. So I assume it's working now on PC.
Maybe. Or maybe just everybody gave up and... I'm not talking about SimCity.
Yeah.
SimCity still doesn't work. People just don't talk about it anymore.
Dead or Alive on PC doesn't work still.
Yeah, but nobody cares if it's Dead or Alive. Oh, snap.
It is a fine fighting game.
With the weirdest boob physics.
Yes. The fact that it's an option in the settings to change the jiggle to realistic.
Dead or Alive.
Dead or Alive.
Jiggle options. Terrible. Mm.
But it is a great fighter.
All right. Assassin's Creed, December 21st, 2016. I'll go see it at some point. Probably. It'll probably be in a new year. Or maybe we'll go see it when we're all here at a LAN and said, you know what? I guess for the next 3 hour block, we'll go to the movies, watch the movie, and then come back.
Yeah.
It's a possible thing.
I'm all game for that. I want to see the movie.
All right. Now, we'll move on to the next thing. But I think I should turn my volume up here. We just set the scene a little bit for this next trailer that we're going to talk about. how long can I play this? Because I can't play it more than like 30 seconds without getting sued.
Wow. We don't own this.
Cease and desisted, technically. But that goof was worth it. So the Logan trailer. Because that song plays throughout the Logan trailer.
I wonder if he still feels.
I don't know. He's got scars, which is interesting.
And the scars on his back.
Yeah. Old man. I mean, it's clearly... First of all, this trailer looks fantastic.
So good.
And then it's clearly, I'm going to say loosely based on the Old Man Logan comics.
Yeah.
Wherein he hasn't really, he's extremely old, and it was weird that he's extremely old and, like, Hawkeye's still alive, because technically you would think the healing factor would at least, the healing factor should slow his aging.
And it has, but I think the concept in this is that
he
that
hasn't. But in the comic, I think it's because he hasn't used the healing factor. He doesn't pop his claws or anything anymore.
He's also peaceful. It's starting to just, like, get tired, like, run out.
Oh, maybe.
The adamantium in his body is kind of like a poison, so it's constantly battling that, like, 24/7 since he got it.
Yeah, like Deadpool's cancer, and his healing factor is constantly going against that. Yeah, something like that. But I say loosely because Sony, yeah, does not have the rights to most of what happens in Old Man Logan, like Hawkeye, per se, Spider-Man, the Hulk, all of these things factor in the Old Man Logan comic book
Hawkeye
line. Yeah, I said Hawkeye. It's the first one I said.
Yeah.
And Spider-Man. And Hulk.
And Hawkeye.
Old blind Hawkeye.
But we got more Professor X.
And the spider buggy. Yeah, and we have Professor X, who is not in the comic at all.
But it's okay.
Looks super old. And
Patrick Stewart as Professor X is just one of the best superhero castings.
Yep. I don't remember what convention it was at years ago when he was first cast in like the first X-Men movie. As he was talking about it, and he walked in like his agent's office or something, and she like picked up an X-Men comic and showed him the cover, and he's like, "Why am I on a comic?" And his agent goes, "Exactly.
Exactly."
that's his story he's told.
Yeah, and it's like he looks the part. He's got the delivery for the part. He's so great.
Yeah, it's that one and Robert Downey Jr. as Tony Stark
and
are the two perfect casts.
Yeah, and I know that there are some minor issues with Wolverine as
Hugh Jackman.
Yeah, like mostly just the height. That's the only beef.
He's great.
He is great. He's not
like Patrick Stewart and Robert Downey Jr. are 100% perfect.
And
Hugh Jackman is great.
And
he's not 100% perfect.
Oh god, who played J.K. Simmons as J. Jonah Jameson?
That's
one of the best casting choices.
That's like 98. It's right up there. That's amazing. He's fantastic. That's
so good.
I forgot about him. Yeah.
My only regret is it probably won't happen ever again.
No. Yeah, because it's like Hugh Jackman. This has got to be his last one at this point. Yeah,
and same with Professor X.
Yeah, he's like 80. And yeah, Ian McKellen probably won't do Magneto again because he's like...
Which 80. Is also fantastic casting.
He was great. Fassbender is good too as a younger Magneto. And I like McAvoy as Professor X as well. I'm not.
Yeah,
they're not perfect casts, but they're still quite good. Also very excited. In this trailer for looks like the Reavers are the bad guys. I would say those are definitely Reavers, X-Men Reavers, not Firefly Reavers. Although remarkably similar, I don't think. Actually, the Reavers might be cannibals. I'm not sure.
It was Mass Effect Reavers or Reapers.
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 But yeah, that's close. The Reavers are bad guys that come up periodically throughout the X-Men comics, which is why whoever owns X-Men has the rights to them. Fox? It's Fox.
Yeah,
Fox has X-Men. Fox. I think I said Sony earlier, but Sony has Spider-Man.
Yeah.
Fox has X-Men.
I thought you were just talking about Sony having the rights to other characters.
Maybe. I don't know. Does Sony have anybody but Spider-Man anymore?
Spider-Man and Spider-Man Attached.
Yeah.
That's it, I think. Who has Blade?
Marvel. Marvel has Blade again. They didn't have them back in when they made the Blade movies, but I'm pretty sure it's back, because they haven't made a Blade movie in 10 years.
Still so weird, the progression of superhero movies.
Blade was only, Blade 2 was only, 3 years before, the first X-Men or Iron Man movie, something like that. No, X-Men movie.
But you'd think you'd start with, actual superheroes before going to, Blade. Howard the Duck and Blade. We're going to make a superhero movie. Let's start with Howard the Duck.
Well, Howard the Duck isn't a superhero movie. It's a comic-based movie. Blade, I would give you, can be considered a superhero movie. And then they also did Spawn, the same time they did Blade.
Well, Spawn's cool.
Except it's a bad movie. Probably because the source movie's so fucked. Or the source material for Spawn is so fucked.
Yeah. I think they could do it again and do a pretty good one.
Now people are sort of, it's more palatable, really, to the weird ass bullshit, and people probably will care more. Like, people both on viewers of the movie and people making the movie will care more to do things right and try.
Super nonsense grimdark is what I want.
Anyway, coming back to Logan, X-23, how excited are you for X-23? Laura, whatever her last name was.
Pretty excited.
Because this gotta be X-23.
Yeah.
Because we see the claws. It's a quick shot. I turned it up to 1080 or whatever the highest thing for the YouTube was. I full screened it. And I stopped that 5 seconds. I was like, yep, those are definitely the X-23.
YouTube goes to 4K.
Two claws. What?
YouTube goes to 4K.
I don't think I had that option on my computer, on my YouTube. Anyway.
Yeah, it's almost definitely.
Somebody has the claw, the two claws in each hand. Because we see him block them. We see him block the two claws. Four claws, technically two hands. Plus, we see her do that. There's a quick shot of her, punching somebody and, leaping off of them and coming at somebody else.
Yeah. Also, there's bad guy Cyborg arms.
Yeah, that's because he's a Weaver.
Yeah. But I'm sure that guy has a name that...
It does have a name. I do. Yes, I've seen a name, but people are assuming it is. And I don't remember what it is.
Also, there's a sweet little, extended extra scene if you have in the R-rated zone.
Oh, the Red Band trailer?
Yeah, Red Band, that's the one.
I don't think I linked to the Red Band trailer. I think I just linked to standard one.
Well, if you see the one and you don't see Wolverine...
Put his claws through somebody's head.
Right through someone's head.
See him pop out the top because the guy's bald?
Oh, boy.
Yeah, that's in the Red Band trailer. That's basically the only difference.
And Logan's sweet beard.
Salt and pepper. Actually, it's pretty old. It's pretty much all white. Pretty snowy. This movie looks great. March 3rd, 2017 is when this is coming out.
Get hype.
Mark your day planners. we're gonna keep that. That's gonna be on our brand. Day planners. And we're gonna make t-shirts.
Day planners? We should make day planners. Branded day planners. Oh, man. Branded day planners.
And then never sell any.
I will use all of them.
All right. That's it for trailers. So let's move on to equally exciting news. Are you Googling day planners?
I am Googling branded day planners. Continue talking.
Move on to very exciting news that is not trailer related.
Not yet.
Donaldo Culver. Donald Glover has been officially cast as Lando Calrissian in the Solo, or whatever the hell the Young Han Solo movie is called.
Young Han Solo movie?
Yeah. As was rumored for a long time, it is now true.
But I wonder how he's going to play it. Because, Lando's, he's smooth. Mm-hmm. Smooth talking guy. We haven't seen Glover really do that role before, so I wonder if
there's not too mobility, not too cult 45, but levels.
Yeah.
But in his new show Land, he's a little bit like that, and he's done. He's there. Plus, this is.
But I wonder if he's going to be an awkward, young kid. Ish. Well, I say kid, but
he's not that young.
Not that young.
They're.
It's not like Star Wars babies.
Terrible. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, it's he might be a little rougher around the edges. Who knows? Because it's even pre we see him. We see him in it's pre Rebels even when we see him.
Yeah,
and he's fairly smooth. He's not as smooth as he is in the even in the movies even on there. It's a little rough.
He's grinding his smooth levels.
Yeah, he's getting that rep, doing those smooth dailies.
Yeah, Colt 45.
But yeah, no, still very exciting. It's funny, on the page I read, one of the pages I read about it, when they every page has the exact same quote from the directors or writers or whatever the hell they are. One of the people commented, like, this is great, but I kind of wish they would have given him, like, his own, like, a new Star Wars character that he could have played with, like, him and somebody else being, like, slightly, what is the word they used? Inept. Smugglers, and they get in humorous situations, and I was reading that comment going, what you just said, I want to kill with fire. That sounds like the worst thing and the least Star Wars thing I've ever heard.
But now that, you know, now that we got a Star Wars a year and we got TV shows and all this canon expansion and stuff, we could hop into that. Yeah. There could be a Star Wars for every flavor.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, we are getting to that level. Of Star Wars for every flavor.
It is a dream that I didn't know existed.
And yet there's still no Old Republic.
Yet.
I did link that change.org on our Facebook.
Good.
I did it the same day. I was like, oh, the trailers.
Man, I want that to be true so hard.
Because I'm trying to do more, you know, Facebook, Twitter stuff. I'm trying to social mediaize.
It's good.
So I did it one day this week. On top of when the show got posted. Actually, I don't think I put a Facebook post for me. I may have just tweeted the new episode. I may not have used Facebook for that.
If you don't already like us on Facebook, like us on Facebook. Missing out on all the sweet social media.
Facebook.com/GweeklyNews. Anyway, yeah, so Donald Glover. We'll be talking about that more when we see more. I mean, it's supposed to start filming in like... January. It's expected to start filming in January, and it is dated for May 25th, 2018, but, you know, dates could change. I mean, Rogue One was supposed to be summer, wasn't it?
It's a good question.
I believe Rogue One was summer, and they pushed it back to Christmas.
Christmas, yeah. I don't know. Dates are so...
Dates change.
Yeah, so subject to change. You know, they are very rarely...
Marketing your day planner with a pencil.
Hey.
Branded pencils?
Branded pencils to go with the branded day planners.
Oh, boy. Anyway, let's move on to our last point here.
We could call the pencil in case of delays.
What? In case of delays, because movies might... Yeah, days, yeah, no.
In case well, of delays, break eraser. Glass.
That would be the eraser.
I put an arrow.
Yeah, that's fair. Anyway, move on to our last point here in movies. which is, you know, news. Andrew, this is all you. I skimmed the article.
Oh, boy.
As you posted here.
Oh, so director Tim Miller has left Deadpool 2 due to creative differences with Ryan Reynolds. And that's the official word from the studio. It was mutual, and it was all friendly and stuff, and he's going to go on to work on another project within
Fox, yeah, because Fox still likes them.
Yeah.
Or Fox still likes him. It was Influx.
Yeah,
an adaptation of a Daniel Suarez novel.
Suarez.
Which is a great name. Hey, look, Amazon is trying to sell me headsets and headphones on a banner ad here. But yeah, because he wasn't technically signed on to a deal for another one, so right. That's why he can just move to another movie. Yeah.
So it's happening. You know, we'll see who comes in next. I owe this man a lot of gratitude for getting this movie to happen.
Both Tim Miller and Ryan Reynolds basically together. Sort of made the first Deadpool happen.
Yeah.
Speaking of, and I'm skimming this article again. Speaking of people who are really well cast, as Wade, I think Ryan Reynolds is a great Wade.
Yeah.
Absolutely. I mean, I thought Ryan Reynolds did an amazing Wade in that terrible Wolverine Origins movie.
I agree.
The only good part of that movie.
And I mean, Deadpool himself even said that he would be a great cast.
Yeah. Was that after that movie? Or? I don't remember when that was.
I don't remember. I don't remember when it happened. I just remember it happening.
It definitely happened, yeah. So, you know, we'll see who the new director is, or maybe Ryan Reynolds will just star and direct. Wouldn't that be something?
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know, has Ryan Reynolds directed before?
No idea.
You could do it, because there's a lot of people doing that nowadays. You know, directing and also starring. I'm not IMDBing Ryan Reynolds right now. I don't know what you guys are talking about. You don't hear any typing in the background or clicking of my mouse. Actor, producer, soundtrack, thanks, self-archive for the series. No director credits. So he has never directed. But maybe he'll start with Deadpool Issue 2. Oh man, they should do Issue. They should do Issue 2 for Deadpool 2. Because we got Chapter 2 for John Wick. Because that's all pulpy and like a book. And you got Volume 2
from Guardians. Deadpooler.
Deadpool Issue 2. Deadpool. Deadpool Boogaloo.
Deadpool Boogaloo.
Anyway, I'm sure when a new director gets cast, we will talk about it then.
Yep.
So let's move on to our one TV thing, because I tell you guys, there was not a lot of TV news out there, not a lot of important, mattering TV news. You know, Simpsons hit 600 episodes at some point this, but of course they did. I don't care. That's not news.
No.
That's
an update.
Yeah, pretty much. But this is news. Get super excited for Dragon Ball.
I don't know anything about this. I went in completely blind because I want to get hype.
So Toei Animation Inc., who is the people who do Dragon Ball.
Tell me more.
Will debut an English subtitle simulcast of Dragon Ball Super on multiple digital platforms.
What is Dragon Ball Super?
You've never heard of Dragon Ball Super?
No.
Really?
Yeah.
That's been going on for a little, it's almost a year now. Must be 6 months to a year. It's a new Dragon Ball series. I don't know much about it.
I think I do know.
And I'm sure you must have heard about it. There's a new Dragon Ball series where it's in the same time frame as Dragon Ball Z, I think. Well, it's pre-GT. I don't remember exactly. I didn't look into it heavily.
Because I think it's got the same people working on the dubs.
Yeah, probably. They haven't done any dubs yet. It's still too...
Yeah, that's why old, I probably actually forgot about it.
Yeah, no, they haven't done any dubs yet. This is subs. It should be explained, but it's English subtitles simulcast.
Dubs, not subs.
For the first time, fans in North America, Latin America, South Africa, Australia, and New Zealand would be able to view Dragon Ball Super simulcast. You know what simulcast means?
It means it happens at the same time.
It's probably like an hour after.
Yeah.
It should happen at the same time, because simul, but...
I know, thanks to Crunchyroll advertisements.
Crunchyroll happens an hour after, which every time I hear that, I'm like, it's not really simul. It's not really simultaneous if it's like an hour after Japan, but...
you know, time zones.
Yeah, that's how time zones work.
It's a different time.
But yeah, Dragon Ball Super debuted in Japan, I'm not talking like... Dragon Ball Super debuted in Japan in July 2015. So it was actually older than I thought. It's over a year. There have been no real ways to get it. I don't think there have been any real official subs or anything yet. So through non-exclusive streaming partnerships with Crunchyroll, Tatsuki.net, and Anime Lab. So that's why it is that we're getting it, be able to get it in multiple platforms in this simulcast.
Thank you, Crunchyroll.
starting off October 22nd, which is, oh, shit, that's today.
Happy birthday.
At 6 p.m. Pacific, viewers of Crunchyroll, Tatsuki, and Anime Lab can log in for a simulcast of episode 63, Don't Define Saiyan Cells, The Curtain Rises on Vegeta's Intense Battle. Man, that's a really long episode title. Which leads into the thrilling conclusion of the future Trunks arc.
I wonder if that's what I had up.
Dragon Ball... There we go. Dragon Ball Super. So that's the fourth arc. The fourth arc of Dragon Ball Super. So it should lead... It'll lead into, episode 63, what they're simulcasting, will lead into the end of that arc. So to prepare for episode 63's debut, viewers will also be able to stream the entire Future Trunks arc, which begins at episode 47. And then, I assume you can probably do that now. Stream all of that, 20-ish? What's the difference between 40? That's actually not quite 20, that's like 15. 47 and 63. It's about 15 episodes.
Okay. Take your word for it.
Unless my math is wrong, which is extremely possible that my math is wrong. There's crunchy floors upstairs, speaking of crunchy roll.
Crunchy floor.
And then on starting on October 30th, the complete series will roll out with 10 episodes released a week at a time. So starting on October 30th on Crunchyroll.tsuki.net and Anime Lab, you can watch subs, which I know you don't like particularly, Andrew.
Yeah, especially with Dragon Ball.
You can watch subs, and you don't want to hear a Japanese person.
That's fine. Charging
up forever.
Just, you know, part of the appeal is the voice acting in Dragon Ball.
And what, being able to watch the stupid fights?
Yeah.
You'll be able to, on October 30th, legally watch, with good subs. Legally with good subs, watch Dragon Ball Super 10 episodes a week.
The rest of us just have to wait.
Wait for dubs. Which, I mean, even that's supposed to get... Now that Crunchyroll has a deal, I bet that will happen faster, because Crunchyroll also has a deal with some dub company, I don't remember which one, to roll those things out faster.
Cool.
But I don't know if it works, if it's for everything that Crunchyroll has or if it's a specific thing.
Yeah, I don't know. The whole cross-continental company relations thing. I read that video game book about Sega and Nintendo.
Oh, yeah. Shit, I don't remember what it's called. I was going to drop its title.
But Console Wars.
Console Wars.
Yeah, fantastic book. Go read it. Or listen to it on Audible.
That's not one of the ones that Chris Kohler had anything to do with, right? I know Chris Kohler's written a bunch of games, a bunch of books related with games.
I remember who wrote it.
He was also associated with the Atari, he was there with the Atari documentary.
The Dig Up,
yeah. He was there for it. I don't know if he was associated.
The infamous E.T.
Well, it was just a bunch of games. It wasn't just E.T. Just a lot of it was E.T. because they didn't sell any of the E.T. games.
Yeah, but it was the legendary E.T.
The legend was E.T., yeah. I know he's written a couple of video game books particularly associating, I think, with Sony.
This was Blake J. Harris.
Mm, so not Chris. It's too bad.
And it is a very good audiobook.
From Audible.com.
Audible.com.
Audible.com/weekly. Use the offer code weekly.
There is no offer code weekly yet.
Yet.
All
right, let's move on into games. And speaking of teaser trailer, let's talk about Red Dead.
What a tease.
Yeah. I mean, it does exactly what our first teaser trailer should do, but it dropped the same day that the Logan trailer dropped and then the Nintendo trailer that we'll talk about next dropped. So comparatively, it was nothing.
Yeah. But and it didn't really have any reveals in it or anything super...
Not really.
...big. It was mostly just like, look at this...
scenery.
...environment. It was a mood setter.
And then there's, look, those buildings are on fire. And then there's, when the time comes, run to the hills. You know, do what Iron Maiden says. I don't actually remember what the line was. Just when the time comes, listen to Iron Maiden. Run for the hills.
Mm-hmm. Run for your life.
Run for your life. And we see, you know, like the seven people or whatever that we see in the trailer.
Or and was that
poster,
Marston?
The poster. I know a lot of people are assuming it's prequel. And that's the gang or something, but there's no real indication.
Yeah. And the speculation is killing me. It looked a lot like Marston, but it could just be like...
It looked like a cowboy.
Yeah, that's why it's real tough.
Nothing that wasn't in silhouette.
Yeah, but it's kind of roughly the same.
Yeah, looked like an get-up. Looked like a video game cowboy. Yep.
Yeah, McCree looks like Marston.
Yep. Even though he's wearing the Clint Eastwood outfit
and a Banff belt.
He's got a cybernetic left arm.
Yeah, I should have gone to that next.
Not the badass motherfucker belt buckle.
Yeah.
I mean, Roadhog's got a... What is his? Doesn't Roadhog have a belt buckle, too? Somebody else has a belt bugger. Belt buckle.
Probably does.
Anyway, that's Overwatch, which I kind of want to play right now. But yeah, so that trailer, and there's the poster that we've seen. fall 2016 is when that's supposed to come out. Also, I don't know the date. I don't know if they said the date, but Red Dead is coming. The first one is coming to PlayStation Now? PS Now? I don't remember actually what it's called. Which you can access on PC. PlayStation 3, PlayStation 4, and PC. So technically, when that's out...
PC.
First time Red Dead has ever been on PC.
Through a whole rigmarole of
and PlayStation. Yep. Also, I think PlayStation gets... supposed to get early stuff with Red Dead 2, sort of like temporary exclusives. You know how like Xbox often gets things like with Call of Duty,
yeah,
a month or something earlier,
or Tomb Raider. The Tomb Raider one,
Tomb Raider was a big. Tomb Raider was actually a big one. Tomb Raider came out like a solid month or two on Xbox, like prior to PC.
Yeah, but when they released it,
it was another solid like 6 months before it came out on PlayStation.
When they finally released it on PlayStation, it had its like sweet like anniversary edition with like exclusive DLC and like an art book and all this nonsense. And I'm like, I want all the rest of that stuff.
Suck but not it, the people. Game. Suck it, early adopters. Suck it.
That's rude. That's the worst exclusive. Exclusive that doesn't get all the exclusives. I mean, I guess the game was a big deal.
You got that real? You got that like a solid year earlier? I think it was a long time.
Yeah, as long ago I don't remember.
So yeah, I did not put a link in on this post because it's literally like a 27-second, if that, trailer.
But it's real pretty.
Yeah, it was also captured. All that video was captured on supposedly captured on a PlayStation. Assumably the PlayStation S. No, it's Xbox S. PlayStation, it's the new one. It's Xbox One S, then PlayStation whatever. It is absolutely their equivalent of the Xbox One S.
S.
It's not. It's not S. It's not as good. It's not as easy.
Neo.
Well, yes, that was what people were calling it. I may have just knocked my mic. I apologize. God damn it, I can't type.
You're so good at this.
You know what? It's not supposed to be this crowded. I have to use a small part of the table here.
PlayStation Next.
Yeah. Let's just Google PlayStation Neo, because that was like the code Pro. Name. Is it PS4 Pro?
Yeah.
Or PlayStation Pro?
Yeah. Boy, that was hard.
PS4 Pro, yep.
The name
slightly
is so...
Slightly difficult, more difficult to remember than S.
How the Xbox... What is...
What was
Apple uses
S for their phones.
S for their phones. How'd they get away with that? How did Apple let this happen?
Especially with another American company.
Especially Microsoft.
Oh yeah, it is Microsoft specifically. That's a good point. Who knows?
Weird.
Because Apple's a gaming company.
Oh god.
Quote unquote. So I'll tell Andrew what I mean by that off air.
They are.
I don't really want. They're not a gaming company. Go fuck yourself.
But according to them, they are.
Yes, exactly.
Also, according to them, they are. They are one of the most successful gaming companies.
Because they're not a gaming company.
They sell games.
Do they make any games? I don't think they do. No. Anyway,
sell a platform.
Despite the fact that I use the iPhone, I'm not a big Apple fan at all. Per se.
Despite being an Apple fan, I'm not an Apple fan.
He doesn't use any Apple devices. anyway, let's, so Red Dead 2, fall 2017, Red Dead Redemption, I don't know what PlayStation Now is, I never looked into it, but I might get it just for Red Dead.
Yeah, it's just streaming with a limited library.
Library?
Library, but you pay the monthly fee, and then you get access to all the games.
So it is like, just every company has that now. EA Access was actually...
It's like PlayStation Netflix.
EA Access, which actually sounds better, because I think EA Access gets, you get to try... new games.
Yeah, like you get to try the new games early. And
with EA Access.
With EA Access. You get a certain amount of hours depending on the game.
Yep, which is the only good thing that EA has ever done in the past 10 years.
Yeah.
Give or take.
Well, anyway. We'll let you play this game for 24 hours if you pay us $20 a month.
Plus all the backlog, the old content that you can play whenever.
Yeah, the old content's nice.
Anyway, let's move on to the next bullet point and talk about Nintendo getting switchy.
Yay, Nintendo Switch.
So, the Nintendo NX, which obviously was not, it's going to be its official release name. I don't know how many people I heard saying, oh, it's not just a code name, it's what they're going to call it. No, it's the worst fucking name ever.
I missed the Nintendo Revolution. That would have been so much better than the Wii. I regret it every day.
Yeah, the Wii's a weird one, but I assume it works better in Japanese. Yeah, like in Japanese culture, not where, not in, you know, an English speaking world where we means penis. If you're British,
my wee,
or it comes out the with penis, my wee,
or it comes out the penis. Yeah, you're wee wee,
wee wee.
Anyway, wee. Gotta go wee. Anyway, wee, so wee.
Nintendo all the Switch, way home.
Nintendo Switch, which has like what is it, like a solid 4 minutes of a freaking trailer.
Yeah,
it's really long,
full of millennials,
and obnoxious. It is an obnoxious thing.
Yeah.
Just to show off that you're supposed to be able to take it places and play the same games.
It was a good bad trailer.
Yeah, it was. It certainly got a lot of people excited, but honestly, it's not a great trailer. Also coming out March 2017, so you can go see Logan and then play your
Switch while you wait in line.
Yeah, well, I doubt it'll come out. I don't think we have a specific day. I think we just have a month, so that means it probably won't be the third.
So let's back up a second and explain what the Switch is.
Oh, yeah, we probably should do that. So it's actually, the rumors were pretty much spot on, the latest rumors.
Yeah.
Pretty much spot on for what the Switch was. So it hooks up to your TV, and you do it there, and you can play. I one thing I did like about the trailer is they showed, what, a solid four different types of controllers? So they showed a pro-type controller, so a completely separate controller. And they showed the little side bits.
Yeah, the side bits.
Onto something with a holder, so it looked, it was the same shape as a pro controller.
Yeah, it just clicks onto a holder. On. Yeah. It's got a name that I heard somewhere.
But if you slide the little side bits off, and you plug it up to a part in on your TV box,
yep.
You're gonna pull it out, and then it's the Wii U gamepad, but it has all the internals of the system right there in it.
Yeah,
basically, it's basically the shape of the gamepad, and then you can take it places, and it's got a little kickstand, so you can like set it down, and you can take them off, take the side bits off, and play them with one like a Wiimote and a nunchuck, kind of like one thing in each hand.
Or you can click them together on themselves.
Yep. Or you can give one person one half of it to another person, turn them sideways, and have the smallest Wiimotes in the world.
Yeah.
That's the one part of the trailer when they were playing the basketball game at the basketball court. After playing basketball, I was just like, who's going to want to do that half controller boat? That looks so small. But maybe it's not as small as it looks.
Yeah.
It looks very small and uncomfortable.
Despite the issue with all the people, it was a good trailer.
Oh, my neighbors are having a roof party? I guess I better grab and bring my Switch over to the roof party on the next building over.
Yeah. Millennials.
Dumb. Andrew, you're a millennial. You know that, right?
I am.
Don't say that.
Hey, I'm not a part of those people.
Stupid millennials. I hate people when people say that because I'm not a big fan of Gen X, Gen Y, millennials. It's stupid.
Yeah, but in general, in senses like this where they clearly embody the concept. But
you are a millennial, so you cannot say, oh, stupid millennials. You're not allowed. Because we're both technically millennials.
I'll bring myself down with them.
85 to 95 or...
Depends what country.
Or something. Well, I just saw it sometime on the internet. I don't know. Anyway.
Canada has different ones.
Anyway, so yeah, Nintendo Switch looks super cool. It's cartridge-based games.
Yeah.
No discs. And the only thing I'd be worried about, like, I want to make sure that it is, basically console quality games. I mean, Nintendo console quality games on the go and not 3DS quality games on your TV.
Right. And what I hear is
your laptop got really loud.
Stupid laptop. There's a video ad. It must be what's happening. The dock will give it some extra power when it's plugged into the TV
to make it go up to that
resolution.
To uprise it, yeah.
And then the portable thing just uses the NVIDIA Tegra processor.
Oh, yeah, because yeah, this is a lot like the... Didn't NVIDIA... No, who had...
NVIDIA had one.
Did they have one like this? Oh, yeah, the Shield. The NVIDIA Shield had this earlier, but
it's almost like the same size.
And it was apparently super heavy.
Yeah.
That's another thing. Hopefully, we'll see the weight.
But it looks pretty thin.
How it is to handle it. Yeah, it does. It looks quite small. I mean, it looks like a gamepad, a Wii U gamepad. Which, personally, I love the Wii U gamepad. It's my one of my very favorite controllers.
One of the things they don't show is people touching the screen, which I imagine would be a thing.
Maybe.
Like, even just as a tablet, it would make sense. Not necessarily as Wii thing, and if they do bring any backwards compatibility with Wii U ports or something.
Yeah, I don't know that. I've seen people reporting both that there are some and they are not.
They showed Splatoon in the trailer, and that's a Wii U.
They did, but that could be re-releasing the game specifically for it, because you don't have to touch the screen for that game at all, do you?
No, but it just uses it. It doesn't use it for anything useful. It just shows the map.
Yeah. That was the other ridiculous part. That was actually, that may be the second to the roof party, that may be the most ridiculous part of the trailer.
The Splatoon
Esport on stage with a crowded room.
Could happen.
Sure.
If it were a part of a larger event.
That one.
Like DreamHack or... That's the one I was trying to get my any of those sorts of things.
I can tell you what, wouldn't be that crowded for Splatoon. they'd all go to another stage.
It just came on right after Street Fighter. People hadn't had a chance to leave yet.
Everybody's going to another stage.
they trapped everyone in the stadium. I joke, but I like Splatoon. I think it could happen.
Yeah, probably not a Nintendo game. It's just not going to be an eSport.
Yeah.
One, because people don't respect Nintendo that much, and Nintendo doesn't care that much, I think.
But who knows? But, I mean, the future is Switch.
They said it in the trailer, so maybe they're going to try and push more things towards eSportism, like Blizzard is doing a lot of pushing things towards eSportism.
They're switching around a lot of their
shut up. Nope, stop it. Stop it right now. So there is a link to that trailer in the show notes. I've gotten that bad joke off, okay? There's a link to the trailer in the show notes.
They've also announced a lot of partners in development, which include... I'll just bring in a sample because there's a lot. Activision, EA, Codemasters, KT, Konami... Sega, Square Enix, THQ Nordic, Telltale, Havoc Engine, Unity, Unreal Engine, man, Ubisoft, Epic Games, Warner Brothers, Cryware, Autodesk.
So this is going to be Crisis?
Capcom. Yeah, well, this Crisis run. This is the bench.
What does Cryware do?
Yeah. Bandai Namco.
No, Bethesda? Is Bethesda on that list?
Because I don't think... Bethesda? Yeah, Bethesda. Didn't I say Bethesda?
No, you did not.
Because in the trailer, they had... Yeah,
they had
a lot of Skyrim.
Which is not official.
Not official.
At this point.
But you'd figure it is a thing happening.
It's probably... There's nothing in ink yet, because Bethesda rep has said that they were really excited to work with Nintendo in this trailer, but they cannot confirm any games yet.
And there's one thing we know about Bethesda. They are pretty open about all that stuff.
Yeah.
The nonsense with Sony, the nonsense with Valve.
Yeah.
Well, it wasn't really Valve's fault. I'm just not going to talk about it.
Everything's Valve's fault. I don't like Valve. Well, I'm fine with Valve. I think they're overrated. I don't like that everybody gives Valve a pass. That's all. Just like it's happening with Blizzard these days. Blizzard is getting a super pass, or they're getting, like, I don't think we talked about it. Was that last week or was that this week that Paladins went into open beta?
Oh, yeah.
And people are like, oh, it's just an Overwatch rebuff. No, it's not. They went, Paladins and Overwatch went into beta at the, like, a month apart.
Yeah, and now, so did, like, Battleborn, and so did...
Maybe some of the designs for Paladins probably were changed. I bet you they made their builder a little more dwarfish after Torbjorn got really popular.
Yeah.
But it's not... Calling it a ripoff is
yeah, Paladins is wildly different. If you watch any gameplay, it's...
Yeah, it's wildly different.
It is completely different...
They did cut back, I think, on their card. They had this cool thing with, like, where you build a cards to help throughout the game. Like, instead of items and, like, MOBAs or something, it was a similar thing where you have cards that do things.
Yeah.
But I think I hear they cut back on a little bit on that. It's not as intense for that part.
Which is good, because you know what still sucks? The Gears cards.
But yeah, no, I'm really unhappy with the internet being, oh, it's ripoff of Overwatch. No, it's not. It's a completely different game. But yes, there are a lot of similarities because it's the same genre of game.
Yeah.
It's the same thing with people saying Overwatch was a ripoff of TF2. It's like, well, no, it's a team-based shooter.
It's more like Call of Duty to Battlefield.
Yes, they're the same genre and there's a lot of similarities, but they're just playing it is totally different.
Yeah, and one of the biggest differences is the scope. Like, each map is huge in Paladins.
Whereas... I actually haven't played it. I just know I've watched some people play it and I've heard about it. And I'm a more educated person on video games than apparently most of the internet. Or at least most of the loud internet.
Yeah.
It's probably the loudness factor, really.
Because people who know things stay off the internet.
And play things.
And play the games. We don't argue about it. We just play them. We have fun.
Yeah. So, anyway, Nintendo Switch. March 2017. Watch the hipster trailer. See, if you said hipsters and not millennials, I'd be fine with it.
No. There's too many flavors.
Too many flavors?
You can't restrict it to hipster.
You don't think hipsters play basketball?
No.
And then play basketball on their Nintendo Switch?
No, it's all
immediately after it's at the basketball court?
Gen X is under millennial, right?
No, I'm pretty sure it's a different generation.
Yeah, it's after.
Oh, I don't...
Younger.
Oh, fuck, I don't know.
God, how old am I?
26? 27. It's past your birthday. You're 27 now, right?
Yeah.
I'm 27, so I assume you're now the same age as me. Past your birthday.
I'll stick with millennials.
Anyway, let's move on to the last...
Surprised they didn't take it into a Starbucks.
It's a good point. They didn't show Starbucks. Probably because Starbucks would not be okay with that.
Well, you know, generic upscale coffee shop.
Yeah.
You don't have to show any logos. We know what you're talking about.
Greenish cups.
Green and white cups.
Anyway, let's go on to our last point in games, which is the SAG-AFTRA strike.
Yeah.
Which is the voice actors union. Specifically, this is about the voice actors.
For Vegema games.
Yes. For video games. There are a couple... it's not a couple. It's a large-ish list of companies that are sort of named as their major problems.
Yeah.
Activision.
EA.
EA.
The ones you'd expect.
Yeah. The big companies, mostly. I've done a little bit of reading into it, not a huge amount. Mostly what they want is better... part of it is profit sharing. They want a little bit of profit sharing, which devs don't even get at this point, so I don't know if they're going to get that. They want... So
better...
With profit sharing comes, like, better... They just want better compensation, which is...
Yeah.
Part of that is profit sharing. They want their hours better, like, more limited, because after... Especially for, like... action-y games, after yelling, if you're like the main person of an action-y game and you're constantly,
So there's one thing I learned from another podcast.
All Work No Play?
All Work No Play, yeah. they complain about deaths, scenes, and all that a lot.
Yeah. I don't remember
what it can do to your voice.
Oh, it's real bad, and when your voice is your tool.
Your moneymaker.
It can be real bad, even no matter how much water you drink. So certainly limiting their hours. I get that, but I also get that, you know, the product it has to be, they're saying limiting like 2 hours a time.
Mm.
That may or may not be, that may be a little too short because you never know how much you're going
to. Is that coming in low to aim high? Or?
Probably. I think that's probably coming in a little low because, I mean, you have, the video games do have, not everybody's Blizzard. They do have a date that things have to be done by. And I mean, sure, certainly with a lot of voice, especially, you know, voice actors have been doing for a long time, like, say, Liam and Sam, you know, I'm sure they get in there and they Laura do their thing, and Laura and Mercer and Travis Willingham, sure, and all the people on Critfall, all the people on Critical Role.
Keep name dropping all these voice actors.
I'm sure they can come in and get their thing, do their thing, I'm sure they can do it, but there may be people who are a little bit less practiced, people who are newer. Maybe can't do that, but still be. That is another thing they name dropped in this SAG-AFTRA thing that I read was bringing in non union people for union jobs and union people for non union jobs, which is a major no no with every union.
Yeah.
But we'll see. I haven't looked super close into this. This is my now looking super close into it.
They pretty much only happened late yesterday, today.
They officially went on strike, but they've been talking about it. I've seen it for about a week.
It's been talked about for a while. It's just officially on strike.
Yep, now. They officially. Some of them started. Some union members started picketing. Some company, I don't remember which one. They started picketing somewhere. But yeah, we'll see. See how it goes. This is definitely going to mean there is definitely going to be delays on all video games. Oh, major video games for a while.
The big boys.
Unless they do this for it. And apparently, like, in the SAG-AFTRA thing that I read is they've been trying to reach trying to get them to negotiate and reach a deal prior to this, and this is, well, yeah. You are not willing to negotiate with us, so F you on strike now.
I saw that they were, like, working on this for, like, 18 months.
Well, yeah, and that happens a lot with union negotiations in every union.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, no. I've seen some horror stories from a couple of people. Whether or not they're 100% true or misunderstanding or a little bit blown up to make your point. Yeah, it's probably all of the above. A little bit blown up to make the point. And that's the kind of stuff that happens when you get to this level. People on both sides are just like, oh, everybody else is the devil.
Yeah.
But there's somewhere in between that's probably the truth.
And they'll get it all figured out, and then we'll continue our regularly scheduled video game programs.
All right, let's move to the couple of things in comics and books, because I think this first one's actually a book. Although it is a book based on anime.
Anime.
So we're not going too far out of the way. Out of our huge. You just opened more pages on your laptop, didn't you? I can hear it again. I can hear your laptop again. Naruto: Itachi's Story - Daylight. Yeah, that's the title. Is coming from Viz Media, because they're now doing expanding their library of Naruto books. It's coming November 1st. So this is, I think, the third one where it is. They're based off something that the original writer did.
And these are not mangas?
I believe these are not mangas. I believe they are books. Cinder Sage is fast-paced. Each book. Novel was written, yet. So these are books, not manga. But I believe the Naruto creator, Masashi Kishimoto, did do some sort of short manga things that these are based on. And also, yeah, features cover art by him. So basically it's covering the story of Itachi prior to what we see in the anime. Which, if you've seen Naruto, he is not a main character per se, but he is a very important character.
Itachi Uchiha?
Yeah, you clearly never watched Naruto.
Shock. Hey, I'll guess.
When you're done with Fairy Tail, you can go watch Naruto, because it's about the same level of entertaining but not good.
Hmm.
Except it's longer, because first you've got the 100 and some odd episodes of the first series, and then the even more episodes of the second series. Which I'm watching through the second Naruto Shippuden now, slowly. I'm watching through them, and at some point I was just like, man, this has been a lot of filler. How much? And I looked it up, I was like, oh god, oh wait, you know what, I'm just skipping the next 20 episodes. Just go to the non-filler at this point. I'm done with these filler flashback stories.
That's terrifying.
Yeah, some certain animes you do have to do that with, and Naruto is one of the animes. One Piece is also one of the animes. If you're going to watch them, probably skip a lot of the filler, because they get a lot of filler.
The next one I'm going to tackle is probably Full Metal Alchemist.
You're going to watch both of them?
I think you should watch both of them.
I think you should watch the first one first, because it's a little bit shorter than Brotherhood, and then you should watch Brotherhood.
Might as well.
Because honestly, about 7 to 10 episodes is when Brotherhood sort of shifts off and is somewhere different. And then they come back to something that's similar that happens in the original one, and then they go back on their own thing.
So but there are different stories?
No, yes and no. Full Metal Alchemist, the original series, was done when much like Fairy Tail, when the manga was still being written and it was still popular. And so at a certain point when they caught up to the story, they just sort of filled in their own thing.
Mm-hmm.
And then they did their own ending. And the mangaka, the manga creator, he went in a different direction. There's a lot more in Brotherhood. There's more characters, and there's more of the world explored, as you see in Brotherhood, and it ends better. But like, the original series is a good ending, and then he watched the second series, Brotherhood, and it's an amazing ending. And you're like, man, comparatively, that first one kind of sucked. Which is why, if you're going to watch both series, watch Full Metal Alchemist before Brotherhood.
Okay.
And I don't think, I mean, together, they're not even that long. I mean, Brotherhood's 60 episodes or so, give or take, and that's longer than I could be wrong, but I'm pretty sure they're both shortish. Anyway, back to the Uchiha books. Yeah, it's covering sort of Itachi before we see him in the, see the shit that happens to him in the series. And there have already been 3 books, released already. Naruto Kakashi story, Naruto Shikamaru story, and Naruto Sakura story, all of which are probably more main characters than Itachi. Kakashi and Sakura are very main. Well, Sakura is extremely main. Kakashi is very main, and Shikamaru is awesome, but not as main as he should be. I love Shikamaru.
I agree.
He's great.
With everything you said.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, this book is coming out, did I say November 1st? Because that's when it's coming out.
You did not say it, I don't think.
Well, it's coming out November 1st. The other 3 are already out. So, you know, if you want more Naruto in your life, you can go pick up those books.
You can just Naruto run everywhere.
Oh, with your arms behind you?
Yeah.
Like a freak?
That's the one thing of Naruto I know and love.
they run with their arms just flailing. It's not even flailing. It's like it's hard held behind them.
Yeah. I love that.
It's so dumb.
There needs to be more Naruto running everywhere.
God. Anyway, let's move on to our last point, which is curse words.
Oh.
Curse Words is a comic that will be coming from Image. Image Comics has announced Curse Words from Charles Soule and Ryan Brownie.
Are we talking like F-bombs? Or are we
You just wait. It'll launch in 2017, January, is when it's supposed to come out. So, let me read the blurb. Just wait. In the series, a wizard appears one day in New York City, claiming he's here to protect the planet from dark magical forces bent on its destruction. The world falls in love with Wizord, that's W-I-Z, capital W-I-Z-O-R-D, and his slick sorcerous ways.
After Wizord all, Wizord the wizard?
Yeah, pretty much.
Oh, man.
After all, we've never had a wizard before. Everything's great, but it's not. Wizord is actually fleeing an extremely dark past.
My dark past.
And it's only a matter of time before that evil comes calling. Curse Words is a gonzo modern fantasy full of shadows, light, and magic. And also, in the cover that we see is a dragon breathing fire at him while he's got like a side shaved, slicked back top thing riding a motorcycle with a wizard beard and a glowy staff thing. Like, Andrew, just stand up and look at this cover. Stand up, come over here and look at this cover because I don't have time. Oh, yeah, you can just lean over. Look at that cover. Look at it. Fire, dragon.
I love
weird
this.
Weird half hipster. So that's a hipster haircut right there. Side shave with the flow back. Then he's got a wizard beard and sunglasses. It's amazing.
Amazing.
So, yeah. This sounds really cool, and I certainly want to pick it. And then there's a big old paragraph where one of the writers is like, yeah, we just wanted to create something that anything could happen. So, magic, let's just do that.
Magic.
Oh, and I have to read this next sentence because it's funny. Curse Words constantly surprises me with what happens next, and I'm the one writing the thing, which is a fairly common thing that authors say. Ultimately, it's the story of a man trying to be good in a world that wants him to be bad. But it's also got a talking koala.
I just googled the comic book, and that's pretty much one of the first things I found is
talking
the
koala
buddy he has. That's some koality writing.
Ugh, I hate you. Or if you've read it somewhere else, I hate whoever wrote it. Anyway, so Curse Words, Origin Stories, January 18th. Looks awesome. I will probably get it in trade.
Trades for life.
TPP. TPB. That's it.
TPB.
Trade paperback. Anyway, so that's all we got this week. You can follow us on Twitter. I am at Dud75, DUD75. Andrew is busily looking at a comic page.
Yeah, I'm at DUP3.
You can also find the show at Dark Weekly News. DWEEKLYNEWS. We have a website, weeklynews.com, where you can view these notes for this show and all of our links that we've mentioned. You can comment there on each page post. You can subscribe via RSS to the website. You can listen to the embedded. You know, you do everything you want on the website.
Yeah.
You can also email us at feedback@quickleynews.com. If you want to disagree about that the Nintendo Switch looks good, or that Red Dead trailer was too short and you didn't want more.
Or if you have something that we want to, you want us to read on the show.
Yeah, that's true. You want to talk to us? You want us to say it? Whatever. You know, do what you do you.
And thank you to pretty much our entire listenership who have donated to Extra Life already.
All four of them?
Yeah.
Or so?
Let me just confirm that, because I know Rachel has.
Yes, Rachel and Liz and Brad definitely did.
I'm going to read out all the donations that I have received and thank them on the
podcast, where they may or may not listen, because I don't think Liz listens.
Thank you to David Upper, Thomas Cunningham, Tom DeBonte, Dana Berry, Diane. Oh, man.
Shouldn't this be a person you know in reality?
I know her, but I never tried to say her name out loud.
Oh, my God. Yeah, good luck. Must be like Czech with that last name. Eastern European.
So I'm sorry. I'm just bad at reading.
Vedic, maybe? Just drop the C. Maybe it's Vedic?
Maybe.
She doesn't listen, so.
Thank you, Simon Etwell. Bradley.
You're welcome.
Brad Craigle J.
Is that actually how you pronounce his name?
No. Elizabeth Copplestone and Rachel Wolfenberg.
You're welcome, Andrew. You didn't donate to mine. Jerk.
Yeah.
I donated to mine.
And then I donated technically to mine.
Like, and then I did the $15.
Yeah. It doesn't count.
No, it's the platinum thing.
Yeah.
I did that too, but then I also donated to mine. I was my own first donation.
I'm going to make a donation to Simon Etwell right now.
You better.
Do you have anyone who donated to you that you want to thank?
Yeah, I've got Mel Houston donated $50, which is twice of what I donated to both myself and you, which brings me to a grand total of $75. And so if Andrew price matches me, I'll be at an even $100.
If I price match you.
So yes, Extra Life, guys, check it out. And if you want to donate to another hospital, I'm sure there's a way to find a person who's supporting whatever hospital is local to you. Even if it's not us, I would just suggest you support this great cause. And, you know, I understand if you want to keep it more in your area, although I'm pretty sure our entire listenership is in our area, so it's fine.
Mm-hmm.
You can also on Facebook, facebook.com/weeklynews. You know, you can check out those occasional posts when I try and social mediaize, even though I'm bad at it. I'm bad at personal social media, so I mean, brain to social media is even worse. And last, and certainly not least, we are also on iTunes, and we would certainly appreciate a rating and review.
Yes, please.
You know, as people say, it's helpful. And then Andrew won't be the only person to review us.
I swear it was another Andrew dupe.
Mm-hmm. Who made a very veiled joke about having nothing to do with the podcast.
Yeah. He's a funny guy.
So yeah, that's it for this week. Thank you for putting up with us and listening to us clearly ramble, because the notes are way shorter than the length of this episode should have been. So yes, thank you for listening, and you'll hear us. I guess we won't see you. You'll hear us again next week.
Bye.